Le prochain intervenant, qui est Morteza Karimini Nia, malheureusement a été retenu en Iran, donc il ne pourra pas présenter lui-même sa communication. Mais nous avons le plaisir d'entendre à sa place, pour présenter sa communication, M. Kianush Motareddi, auquel je laisse la parole.
Bonjour, Madame et Monsieur. My name is Kianush Motareddi. I'm on behalf of Dr. Morteza Karimini, who couldn't be here today. I will be representing his paper, From Fostat to Iran. The history of Quranic manuscripts in Iran requires much more research. Almost all the oldest version of Kufi Qurans transcribed in Iran are in the Eastern Kufic script, or as called by Francis Troche, the new Abbasid style. The oldest dated manuscript is found in Khorasan, in a village of Khigan near Mashhad. After being transcribed as a Quran of 30 parts in the middle of the 3rd century, these parts were edited and dotted by Ahmad ibn Abil Qasim al-Khigani in 292 after Hijri, 905 AD. Of these parts, 4 are now in Chesapeake Library, 1 in the National Library of Israel, and some as fragments in private collections in Europe and the United States. Other specimens, such as those transcribed by Ibn Shazan in Ray, dated 361 after Hijra, and the Quran of Mahmud ibn Ahmad ibn Yasin from Isfahan, dated 383, which you could see in the picture, are more famous in Western academia, since nearly all of them are currently held outside Iran. In the following, I will introduce some important and unknown instances. The oldest institution in Iran, where the Qurans and other Islamic manuscripts have been dedicated, is the Razavi Shrine in Mashhad. This place has been considered important from the early period by both Shia and Sunni scholars, as well as local rulers, Tahirid, Buyid, Ghaznavid, and Seljuk dynasties. In Mashhad, there were not great scientific centers and schools in comparison with cities such as Nishabur, Ray, and Isfahan. Nonetheless, Quran manuscripts have always been dedicated to this place due to importance of the shrine of Imam Reza. Let me list some of the more important and less well-known Qurans here, all of which date between 300 after Hijra to 500 after Hijra. One of the oldest, whose waqf dates back to 307 after Hijra, 938 AD, was dedicated to the shrine of by Kishwad ibn Amlas. Kishwad ibn Amlas was a ruler of Isfahan nearly 120 years after the martyrdom of Imam Reza. This guy dedicate and bequest this Quran to Mashhad. Others include a 7-part Quran dedicated by Ibn Simjur in 38.3. A 30-part Quran dedicated by Ibn Khathir in 39.3. And another 30-part one dedicated by Hamzat ibn Muhammad ibn Isa al-Alabi al-Husseini in 39.6. One dedicated by Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn al-Saleh in 401. And copied and dedicated by Abu al-Barakat al-Abi al-Ibn al-Hussein in 421. And finally, an important one copied by Uthman ibn al-Husayn al-Warraq in 30 parts in 462 after Hijra. Unlike Qurans from Fustat or Damascus, a typical feature of Quranic manuscript endowed in the shrine of Imam Reza is their being divided into separate sections so that they can be read independently by visitors to the shrine. Hundreds of Qurans are in 30 parts, while some are in 4, 7, 10, or 14 parts. There's also one with the 150 parts. The same feature is seen in the following centuries in most of Qurans dedicated to the shrine of Shah Chiragh in Shiraz. According to my primary review, there are at least 1,000 multi-part Quranic manuscripts in the Astan-e-Quds library in Mashhad, copied or dedicated in the 4th and 5th centuries, Islamic centuries. Most of these manuscripts are transcribed in Iranian Kufic, Old Nasr, or Muhaqqaq, including some Qurans with Persian translations. Interestingly, none of these manuscripts, and even none of later ones, copied in Iran up to the 8th centuries, were written according to the popular recitation of Hafs from Asim. The readings in these manuscripts are often a combination of several famous and non-famous readings, qira'as, and phenomenon that is referred to as ikhtiyar al-qira'a, means selection of the different readings. Even more interesting is the fact that sometimes the Persian translator translated the verse of the Quran based on a different reading of the text and the one in the manuscript. We have so far mentioned examples of Iranian dated Kufic manuscripts from the early centuries. Let us now look at the non-Iranian Kufic Qurans kept in Iran. There are hundreds of Quran in Astan-e-Quds library, the National Museum of Iran, and other places that can be dated to the 2nd to 4th centuries of Islamic centuries. However, most of them were certainly not copied in Iran. Let's first review a few instances of these manuscripts. The main question here is when and how did these old Kufic manuscripts come to Iran? To answer this question, attention should be paid to the political and cultural developments in Iran in the early and middle centuries. From the earliest Islamic periods, there were politically and scholarly interactions between Iran and other parts of the Islamic lands, such as Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and Hijaz. It's reported that when Imam Reza was invited and then forced by Al-Ma'mun, the seventh Abbasid Khalifa, to come to Khorasan and Marv in the year 200 after Hijra, he entered Nishabur and narrated hadith for thousands of the muhaddis of the city. After his martyrdom in 203 after Hijra, the travels of Shia to the Khorasan region increased. And this led to the writing and dedication of thousands of Qurans by Shia and Sunni scribes in Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad. On the other hand, Al-Zaydi and other Aldis, because of their opposition to the Abbasids, were among the first group of Muslims forced to immigrate from the Hijaz and Iraq to the Tabaristan region and North Iran. For centuries, they presided over the local government. Many of the Qurans in Iran were written or endowed by those people. The scientific exchange between the scholars of Qom and Kufa and Baghdad became more active from the beginning of the 3rd century onward. Buyid rulers increased these cultural exchange in Iran and Iraq during 302 until 447 after Hijra. It should furthermore, and you could see some sample of the Qurans kept in Mashhad library, which Dr. Karimina believed that they, sent and come from other lands to Mashhad. This is one of the important manuscripts, which we'll talk about it later. And this one kept in National Museum of Iran in Tehran. These manuscripts kept in the National Museum of Iran, brought from the Safavid, important Safavid shrine in Ardabil. It should furthermore be noted that during the 4th and 5th century, a number of Shia scholars and official administrators went back and forth between Baghdad, Mosul, Aleppo, and Cairo. Some of them had political positions, while others were only interested in scholarly persuasion. The governments of the Shia Hamdanids in Aleppo and Mosul, the Fatimids is in North Africa, and the Buyids in Iran and Iraq during the 3rd to 6th centuries greatly facilitated such exchange. Such exchange made possible the transfer of Quranic codex from North Africa to the Hijaz, Iraq, or Syria, and vice versa. For example, a report in the book Tariq al-Farighi states that al-Malik al-Aziz Abu Mansur ibn al-Malik al-Jalal al-Dule in the early 5th century in the city of Mayafarighin, now in South Turkey, gifted a Quran supposedly written by Imam Ali to Nasir al-Dawla, the powerful ruler of Mosul and Mayafarighin. Interestingly, al-Wazir al-Maghribi, the minister of this Nasir al-Dawla, who was a Quran commentator and an expert on variant readings, went on to leave the cities like Baghdad, Kufa, Mosul, Ahwaz, Aleppo, Cairo, Ramallah, Mecca, and Medina during his short life. In his commentary on the Quran, which has not yet been edited and published, he refers to the details of some Quranic inscription in Cairo, which he dated to the year 70 after Hijra. So it's possible that manuscript number 18, this one, which called it the Mashhad Codex, which is in the Hijazi script and probably dated from the first century, was brought by a traveler from Medina, Mecca, or Iraq to Tabaristan or Khorasan, the Great Khorasan. Subsequently, in the 5th century, it was dedicated to the Mashhad shrine. After the Buyid rulers in 4th and 5th centuries, the next most important Shia government was the Safavid at the beginning of the 10th century in Iran. Early in the Safavid period, many Shia scholars emigrate to Iran from Bahrain, Iraq, and the most importantly, Jabal Amel, the Lebanon. In my opinion, the earliest Kufi Qurans in Iran, which display a variety of ancient Kufi scripts and date from the 2nd to 4th centuries, were brought to Iran during this period. These Qurans were often dedicated by the Safavid kings to the shrine of the Imam Reza in Mashhad or to the Sheikh Safiyuddin shrine in Ardabil, though to their veneration from their great ancestor, Sheikh Safiyuddin Ardabili, Safavid kings dedicated many manuscripts to his tomb in Ardabil. Many of these valuable copies were plundered in Tabriz and Ardabil by the Russian authorities during their military operation against Iran in 1827. These manuscripts are now kept in Russia. The rest of these Qurans and treasures were brought to Tehran in the 1940s and are now kept in the National Museum of Iran. The immigration of Shia scholars from Iraq and Jabal Amel to Safavid Iran, which took place under the pressure of the Ottoman government, increased the number of the old Kufi copies in Iran and evidenced in the Waqfiya of the Safavid kings. One of these scholars was Bahauddin al-Ameli, known as Sheikh Baha'i, who wrote the endowment of the many of Quranic deeds of Waqf devoted to by Shah Abbas to Mashhad and Ardabil in the late 16th century. A sign of the significant rule of the Safavid in the rise of the number of Kufi Qurans in Iran is that it's rarely possible to find a Quran in the ancient Kufi script in Iran libraries and museum with a deed of Waqf from a pre-Safavid period, while dozens of the old Kufi Qurans can be found that were dedicated by the Safavid kings in Astana Quds library. If old Kufi Qurans had been abundant in Iranian before the Safavid, we would have found some of them dedicated to the shrine of Mashhad, like many of Iranian Kufi Qurans endowed by Shias and Sunni at the library of Astana-e-Quds. It's not surprising to find in Iran or Iraq some pieces of the Kufi Qurans in Europe. For example, part of Quran 7071 in Cambridge University is in Mashhad, as you could see these two. And part of Quran number 1 in Karbala now is in Bodleian Library. Some of these Qurans have been ascribed to the Shia Imams. Moreover, we sometimes find interestingly variant readings in Rasm among these manuscripts. For example, in the Kufic MS number 26 of Astana-e-Quds, which the one that we saw before, of Astana-e-Quds library, written in the 2nd century, the word Tawa is written with the additional alif Tawa. In conclusion, Kufic manuscripts in Iran, museums, and libraries can be divided into two main categories. First, the handiwork of Iranian scribes in the 3rd to 6th centuries executed in Iran in Iranian or Eastern Kufic script, and second, some old Kufic Qurans that arrived from Iraq and Egypt or Syria in different centuries. Learning more about them requires comparing Qurans from Damascus, Fostat, and Fostat with the Kufi Qurans in Iran. Thank you very much.